Episode 2, Saturday, 12:48 a.m. This is the Grindcast, and I'm back with my dude Sean O'Rourke here.
Hello.
I'm Marcus.
I'm drunk.
And yeah, so we got a couple different things to talk about today.
Hold on. We got to introduce who else is here and who is joining us once again for our second podcast.
Well, joining us once again for our second podcast is Kevin Dougherty. Hopefully we'll be speaking in a little more than sign language today.
And Tony.
We also have Jared Delgado.
Hello.
So, you know,
that's how we roll. Two Peanuts Marcus. I look at his notes and all I see is giant marsupials.
Listen.
What kind of conversation did you want to have about giant marsupials?
All right. Well, if you want to, if you want to start there.
Don't know where to start.
If you want to start at the giant marsupials.
No, I know.
Let's start with giant marsupials.
I've heard on, I listen to a lot of weird stories and whatnot. Apparently scientists have found giant artifacts of giant marsupials, such as, like, wombats, the size of, quote, a refrigerator on its side, and, velociraptor-sized, what are those things? The bouncy things?
But how can scientists compare velociraptor size to people who've never seen actual velociraptors?
I'm so confused right now.
Kangaroos, that's it.
Kangaroos.
And they're bouncy things.
And wallabies. Anything with a pouch that carries their young, right?
I guess these scientists also, they were down in these caves, which apparently, like, they had to crawl through this crazy shit, you know, like the descent. You saw that movie, right? But anyway, they were playing Pink Floyd and AC/DC while they were down there digging and...
For marsupials?
Yeah, for the marsupials.
Wow.
Interesting.
Is a porcupine a marsupial? Because I remember Bear Grylls with a tribe digging a hole and catching a marsupial.
I saw that episode.
A porcupine.
It was a good one.
It was
and
pretty...
he got scared when he...
Yeah, he said...
jumped out of the hole.
He said, oh man, I'm a British survivor.
So, did you find anything interesting that has happened or gone down this past week?
Not this week, but I know something that I thought was pretty interesting.
What's up?
I found your lighter.
Oh, thank you.
That's interesting.
The water inside of a coconut is identical to human blood plasma, and many lives in third world countries have been saved from coconut water through IV.
What?
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit, dude.
I thought that was pretty crazy.
How could you inject coconut water
through an IV?
Like lost, like when they did that surgery.
Like the earthquake in Haiti.
Well, yeah, that's some. I mean,
if they're doing that right now. They're fucking sitting up in the trees, plugging coconuts with hoses, dropping it down to. All right.
Well, I hope nobody minds that I smoke some.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna arrest you.
It's an illegal thing.
I'm gonna arrest you.
That's why we're not gonna do it right now.
Well, yeah.
I was just talking about it, and I hope nobody minds.
Obviously, like, you know, you're talking about tobacco,
right? Yeah.
That is what we're talking about.
It's wrapped
about.
Tobacco in but it's green tobacco.
Yeah.
It's still tobacco, though, so
yeah.
It's legal.
Abu Dhabi Tower, the new tallest building in the world in Dubai, India. Pretty crazy. They just finished the shit last week or whatever. They had some, I guess there was like some issues with the plumbing or whatever, because the building's so freaking tall, they have to have like water pressure strong enough to be able to withstand that.
Even
go
though it
all
looks
the way
like
to
a
the
ship.
Top. Yeah, I guess. But apparently it's musically tuned. I haven't seen pictures of it, but it's musically tuned to endure like the winds of the desert and the shifting.
I watched some fucking Discovery Channel show where they built that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And, did you know you were sleep texting me, I think, about that fucking tower?
I was?
Yeah, you said some fucked up shit in some messages on that text place. You were like shark texting or something. That's what you said to me. You're like, shark texting.
Oh, yeah, that's because
you don't make sense.
I heard that and I was like half asleep and shit. But apparently like around the coast, I don't know exactly where this is, but so, you know, don't quote me on it, whatever. But sharks, I'm just gonna say California, they because they do that crazy
who
shit
text
down there.
And shit?
Well, no. They have this this shit where sharks are tagged, and so when they come close to the coast, it texts the lifeguard's phone.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it lets them know when they're in the area and shit, which is
pretty crazy. That's some crazy
texting.
Shit.
It's a texting.
Like, that's some innovative fucking shit.
That's scary.
But then there's, like, probably that 10% of sharks that didn't get tagged, and everybody's like, oh, man, I don't hear no fucking text message.
Those are the ninja sharks.
Yeah.
You know those guys. 3D television. That shit is coming out. Obviously, everybody's like heard of that by now.
It's called your mind.
What about the video?
It's called reality.
Yeah, it's called reality.
The video games that read your
mind. Just fucking open your eyes and you have 3D TV.
The ones that read your mind?
Yeah, it's like 3D Jersey Shore, except
your life is completely different. Oh, like what you were talking about the
Yeah, no. Bunny Hunt.
Yeah.
On the Bunny Hunt show, they had those video games that connect to your forehead.
Yeah.
They read your brain waves.
And what is it? Like, it's an actual game, or it's not? Because I saw the
there's a bunch of video games.
In the demonstration, she, on a computer screen, she picked up a car and moved it around.
What?
And then when she lost concentration, the car fell.
Like GTA, sort of?
I think we watched that shit together.
Yeah, your grandma watched it.
It was fucking... My grandma is funny.
Do you have any funny grandma stories while we're on the topic?
Sean, Kevin probably... Kevin tries to go out with my grandma on dates all the time.
I asked her to be my Valentine last year and she turned me down.
And
your grandma is a pretty hot broad, though, dude.
I remember saying...
Oh, she's a good-looking girl. Woman.
I was in your house, Sean, with Kevin one day.
Oh, my grandma's a trip, man.
And she was cooking chili or something. She's like, "You boys want some chili?"
I gotta say,
her anal belches that she does.
I gotta say,
it's horrible, man.
It's part of the conversation.
Sean's grandma's pie is very, very.
Oh, it is. I've had my grandma's pie.
Is grandma's pie?
Oh
my fucking god! She sprinkles a little sugar on top of that.
Some fresh sugar.
It is the best
pie
I've
ever had
ever in my goddamn life.
Sugar in the raw shit.
Sugar in the
sawed.
I'm sure you like it in the raw.
Sawed in the
from
raw.
From his grandma.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Yeah. Well, I want to jump back to last week's podcast, and I want to say, Marcus, you had the whole that shit conversation about how you like to wipe and you like your
Yeah, I need baby
wipes. Baby wipes.
Yeah.
Well, I was just in your bathroom about 10 minutes ago, and I was peeing.
I saw the baby wipes.
You know what? I saw on your baby wipes, it's unscented.
Yeah, they're unscented.
Why not spend an extra 50 cents and make your asshole smell great?
Well, just because it says unscented doesn't...
I mean, no one's going to smell it, but
it does,
why not?
It doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't have a scent. And
yeah, it smells like Germex. On a fucking rag.
It's beautiful.
Look, my ass. If my ass smells like Germex, it probably smells better than your ass right now.
That's true.
I will not deny that.
I believe
though,
that, Marcus.
I farted about 15 times since I've been here, and it's like raw.
Sugar in the raw.
Raw fecal matter.
Like grandma's pie.
Fecal matter.
HP's new motion sensor camera apparently is racist. If you haven't heard about this, it doesn't detect black people.
That's the same thing with...
What?
With the Xbox thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Project Natal. They don't detect black people because the light doesn't reflect off their skin in such a way. I don't know.
Black and white are both pigments, so I don't see why they would, like... Blah, blah.
Yeah, but black absorbs light.
White reflects it.
Well, that sucks, though. That's like, they can't even enjoy, like, the best fucking technology that Xbox has to offer coming out next year. Yeah, fuck you,
Blacks. We don't want you getting smarter than you are.
I mean, that's not coming from me. That's straight out of the Microsoft
Force. You can shoot guns already. We don't want you smarter
than that. We don't mean that.
I thought they fixed the bug, though.
I love you guys.
I thought they fixed that.
Black people.
What, the black thing? As far as I know, I don't know.
If they can fix that, they can fix the Ring of Death.
Shout out to Steven.
Steven,
like, what up, Steven?
I haven't met him yet, but...
Sean doesn't even know Steven, but Steven's a cool guy. Steven.
He's a cool guy. He'll probably be on next week's show. You'll get to know him. Steven? He's pretty chill. He's
supposed to be on this week's show.
He's going to be talking about some stuff. He might actually be freestyling because he told me that he used to freestyle down in Dominican Republic. So
in Spanish.
Yeah, so we'll see if we can get him to do some of that shit. another crazy story I wanted to bring up. Apparently these two robbers were like running away from police. I don't know exactly what they caught, or what they stole, but they were like running through the woods or something and came out upon like a football field, like to make their escape away from the cops. They would have gotten away, but on the football field it was like the police force, the local police force, and like the firemen, you know, playing their doing their shit. So they just like full on tackled these two motherfuckers and.
Wait, what? I didn't hear anything. You.
All right, moving on. What do you have to say?
Never mind.
Fucking police in Arizona arrested this mom because she tried to trade her 2-year-old daughter.
2-year-old daughter.
2-year-old daughter for a gun. She traded her 2-year-old daughter for a fucking gun.
Where do you trade such a thing at such a place?
Probably like a drug dealer's house or something.
I thought like maybe it was like a crazy pawn shop in Las Vegas or something.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Or California. I don't know. They do that shit out there.
That's a pretty crazy story. I have no response for it though because I just can't think of one.
I have more facts, but that's pretty much all that needs to be said about that.
M. Dubai, India. What the fuck is
You're
this?
Just we already talked about that. This is old news.
Shut up. You're not supposed to give away.
Yeah, get out of here. You don't touch the mouse. You're a guest. What are you doing?
Wrong motherfucker, Marcus. Last week you fucking mistaken Chris Tucker for Eddie Griffin with crashing a $3 million car.
Whatever.
That was funny. And then Snakes Beneath.
Chris Tucker.
Called Snakes Beneath.
No. I corrected myself after that, too.
Yeah, I know. But it was still really funny. We listen to our own podcasts.
Did you hear about the next nativity scene bullshit in Wilkes-Barre?
No.
There was a dude who got arrested for pissing on the baby Jesus. I don't know where the square in Wilkes-Barre down there.
And it was in public? I thought it was personal.
Like in the middle of the park. It was all lit up and everything. Like he just went over there and pissed.
Hey, Kevin.
That thing has been like totally dismantled and everything several times this year. The baby Jesus was stolen, so they just stopped like putting it there. Anyway,
they put a garbage bag over it so no one puts
mad
their
cats
waste
are,
on it.
Mad cats are mugged up in our area too, yo.
Yeah,
we live in the thug life. That's
thug life up in the NEPA, man. You people don't even know. Oh my god,
I dropped my spoon.
I'm gonna kill you. So the Chicago, that Chicago flight, did you hear about it? It like landed in Newark.
The guy with the underwear?
No, not the underwear bomber. That's old news. But there was a flight from Chicago. They had to like land an emergency landing there, like some shit with the engines, I don't know. But they landed in like Newark of all places, so they had to like wait, you know, in the hood for a minute.
I've never been to Newark.
You know,
Newark.
In Newark. It's not in New York.
I know.
Okay.
Newark. It's just the retarded version of New York.
A lot of people are going to be pissed off at you for saying that.
Oh.
I don't like... Well...
New York.
I like Jersey Shore, actually.
I live in New York.
Jersey Shore.
I live in New York.
I don't even want to...
It's
kind of like,
gay, though.
Everybody talks about that show. Yeah, it's just kind of getting... Show. A little bit too much, but...
Well, I just have to say, as much as I say I hate it...
I like
it entertains me.
What?
It entertains me.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's I mean, it doesn't.
I say I hate it, but it entertains me.
Yeah. Anyway, we're coming up on, the first sort of actual song here, so we're gonna, like, play this. This is, Annotations of an Autopsy, Sludge City. Welcome to Sludge City.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, this is annotations of an autopsy. Welcome to Slush City. Play. Okay, that was Annotations of an Autopsy. Welcome to Sludge City. I like that song. I found it on MySpace at one point in my life and decided to download it from some random website. So, you know. I also bought the album. But you know, of course, I promote every band that I play on here, and I encourage everybody to buy their music. And you can probably find them on iTunes and definitely on MySpace. So,
a book,
yeah,
a book,
Facebook.
We made a techno song today.
We did. It was also about a book. Hopefully, that'll be on next week's show. If you know anybody's listening, they can tune in and see what that will amount to.
It's crazy.
You can see the
crazy
Jersey Shore crew dancing to it on a
Kevin Dougherty. Yeah, maybe recorded it. No. But he's not talking because he's Kevin Dougherty.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Dougherty.
He's crazy.
Man of action. I'm just gonna cut that out. So the ShamWow guy.
But that doesn't matter because he's like that anyway.
ShamWow guy and the
just cut that out.
The vampire hooker.
No, okay. The ShamWow guy and his new product, the Slap Chop.
Slap Chop?
Slapping hookers nationwide.
You know what? Slap hookers?
Slapping
Slap
hookers chop. Nationwide.
And then they bite.
That's
back.
What it says here. That's what I have written down.
Hookers bite back. ShamWow's new 3 trilogy.
Somebody's phone is ringing. I wonder if that's going to come up in the recording. Whose phone is that? I don't even know. Whose phone's ringing?
Sounds like
it'll be alright.
It'll be alright. Just like, you know, I think it's your.
That's not a phone.
What the hell is that?
Jared, your phone just got
started. My phone's turned off.
Oh, it's your
it's
phone.
It's an email. It's an email. Chill out.
Sheba!
Put it on, don't put it next to the computer.
The most mysterious cat in the world has just entered the room. Look.
Nasty babe gets her tight ass fucked.
Is that what hard. You just... That's what you just got.
Says. Yeah. It's all these porn emails that I always fucking get, and I don't know why. I don't know why. But I always get... Look, hungry guy, eagerly eating, soaking wet cunts.
How many times a day do you get these?
About seven. Seven times.
Roughly seven?
Roughly. Photo album for you from Danita on Windows Live. Because I'm a Hotmail user.
Yeah.
This strong stud is unstoppable. He can bang us for hours. Fucking crazy. Let's see.
Do you have any ancient, any classic ones that you have saved in your mailbox?
That's what I'm looking for. Do you guys have any emails? I get shit from Vice President Joe Biden.
Really?
And Barack Obama himself.
Barack.
I don't get none of that shit.
Obama.
You know what, man, Obama? You let me down. You gotta prove me right once again. Come on. Don't do us like this.
What about?
Help a brother out.
I'm not even explaining what you're saying.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean everything, dude.
Uh-oh, innuendo.
I mean all...
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense.
You know what I mean?
You just gotta know.
You know what I mean?
You just gotta be in the know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But we don't know what you mean.
What the fuck else do I have? I just gotta wait a few minutes and I know I'll get another email like that.
My chest cracks a lot. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, my sternum.
No,
my sternum cracks.
Your sternum cracks too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck? Why doesn't mine? Because I wish mine did. Because it kind of hurts. Because
you get chest pains.
No, not anymore. I did, and then I felt like it should crack, but it didn't.
Yeah,
and I was really sad
that it didn't crack.
Yeah.
My chest like randomly cracked. I can never get it to crack, but like if I'm laying. Say, like, right here, and I, like, lift myself up and...
Oh, and Michelle Obama!
Michelle Obama?
Yeah.
What up?
Happy holidays from Michelle Obama.
Aye.
Email.
Aye, mommy. Mommy. Also, what I would like to say is that, that one commercial on... I saw it on, like, Hulu, that fucking fightglobalwarming.com.
Yeah.
I don't know, that commercial for, it's all those kids.
Does it have Bono in it?
No, it doesn't have Bono. It's like all these kids and it's like, tick, 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 tick. And, you know, and they, like, I don't know. It's just kind of creepy. What I'm talking about is very alluring to you.
What? Yeah. Wait.
Apparently not, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, me neither.
Sheba!
Tiny... Oh, my God. I'm not even able to say this one.
Oh, Marcus. All right, here's a vagina story from...
Wow.
On a continuation from last week.
Becoming a naughty farmer.
A naughty farmer.
I think you're getting another one.
I just did.
Jolly Rancher.
I think you're getting another one.
Shut up.
I hear it. You hear it too, right?
Hottie anime secretary in stockings.
Anime porn.
Oh, shit. You know what they call that?
Wildest stable ever.
If that's what you're into.
Anyway,
okay.
Hold on.
If anybody watched... Well, okay, you go. You go first.
I got this gross fucking vagina story from
last
week. Remember your strawberry... Or your fucking Starburst story from last week?
I was talking about Starbursts.
Yeah, that was gross. Well, I heard fucking... Through somebody that, like, some girl in Wallapalpak kept getting random orgasms when she was in, like, high school and shit.
Like, just in class and randomly, like, would be, like, on the lunch line and, like,
yeah.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh! Give me some of that corn.
What the fuck?
Give me some of that.
Give me some of that corn.
Got my lunch tray and my chocolate milk. And, she went to the doctor, and she had maggots in her vagina.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Her vagina was full of maggots.
Oh my god.
And that was the cause of her,
I'm not sure what even to think about that. And that was
stupendous pleasure.
It's crazy that that's like local news, too. Oh my god, what are we doing here?
That's local?
Yeah. That was in Walpole back then. Holy shit.
I thought this was like on TV.
No.
There's London.
No, this is right in your backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Down the street, pretty much.
There was a dude, his name was Helmut Kirschheimer, I think that's it. He hypnotized himself by looking at himself in the mirror. By looking at himself in the mirror and doing these like hypnotist exercises and whatnot. And his wife came home and found him, and I guess called his mentor and put the phone up to his ear and talked him out of it somehow. I didn't know you can. It's like that easy. You could just be like, okay, you're not hypnotized anymore. Boom. You're done.
I wish I could be hypnotized.
I'd like to be hypnotized. That's what I was thinking about today. Like, I wanted to be hypnotized and have them have me play jazz piano.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be
Or maybe, like, do some crazy, like, gymnast shit. I don't think
you'd be able to accomplish anything like that.
Wow,
that is awesome. Because I would.
What would you do if you were hypnotized? What would you like to have them have you do?
I would pay for it. What? Oh, I don't know. Probably the same thing. Jazz piano sounds good.
Saxophone?
I'll take some jazz flute.
Some jazz flute?
I like jazz piano, though. That's good.
I think I would also like to be able to recite.
Whoa. My cat is going crazy.
Shiba! Oh my god, Shiba.
Cat scratching my leg and shit, man.
If only Ted Nugent was here. Anyway. Did you see American Idol the other day? That the dude who came on, he just looked like a serial killer.
Yeah.
That's the Irish front. I was gonna have Tim send me that that picture of those dead squirrels. I showed you that picture today.
Yeah, JFK squirrels.
The JFK squirrels. So what were you talking about?
JFK squirrels.
So, no, you were talking about something about squid or.
Oh yeah, octopus. They'll eat their own arms when they get really hungry.
What? And they can regenerate.
What?
Octopus will eat their own arms when they get really hungry.
But
why?
I don't know. I guess they regenerate them faster than
yeah.
Then they digest them probably.
That's crazy.
Like that. I don't know. It didn't say that. It just said octopus will eat their arms faster than.
Imagine if we can do that.
Whatever.
That's crazy. That and they said that they're like also like one of the most intelligent animals
mm-hmm.
as well.
And the Inca. The Inca
nice and good.
You. The Inca nice and good. What,
You know who fucking pisses me off?
What?
Fucking Perez Hilton.
Oh, that guy.
Dude, that yeah. fucking colored haired faggot.
That motherfucker. Guy that pisses me off that I can't think of his name, but.
He's fucking stupid as hell.
He's asshole.
Dude, Perez Hilton? Like, I swear to God.
I have a fucking little excerpt from one of his emails I saw somewhere.
I don't know. That dude, he just needs to be slapped with a giant fish.
Yeah.
Made of razor blades.
A barracuda. What the fuck is that guy's name that I'm trying to think of? One of them news guys.
Yeah, one of them news guys.
Chris Doherty's performing his first concert after his new album, Leave This Town.
Why is that something?
No, why? Up? I mean, why? Yeah, why? I guess why is that something? Yeah.
That you bring up.
Because Chris Doherty's a douchebag. Or
who is he?
Chris
Doherty. Just looking for random facts.
He is just looking for random facts.
Is that,
no, these are things I took down to talk about. I want you guys' fucking opinion on whatever his name. Daughtry, not Doherty.
Chris Daughtry.
Sorry, Kevin.
In no way related to Chris, I mean,
Doherty.
Kevin Doherty. Chris Doherty.
As Uncle Fred would say, that Doherty guy. Doherty.
Your grandma's funny. Good pie, though.
She does make a mean pie.
She makes a mean...
Sugar sprinkled,
we yeah,
talked about that.
Cobalt, though. Apparently, they found some crazy shit about that. Like, you know, the element cobalt. They, you know, like matter transitions between, for example, like water and steam, or like water and ice. They have those are like matter transitions. Well, they have all they use is like temperature, right? So. They found out that with cobalt, if they use extremely low temperatures, like down to like absolute zero, and like hit them with high magnets and whatnot,
sure.
they totally like for sure create E8 symmetry, which is like totally crazy, dude. I don't know if you heard, but E8 symmetry is basically like if you look at a ball, it's exactly the same at all, you know, the three dimensional, all sides, right? So every molecule becomes symmetrical, which is pretty fucking crazy. If you can think about it in deep space terms.
Space time.
Whoa.
That's like I just got on some deep shit.
Deep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Cypress Hill.
What about Cypress Hill?
Oh well. I feel like listening to them right now. Those are cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
And Barack Obama is a cool dude, too. I also like Disney characters.
Yeah.
Good, too.
Yeah, like Goofy.
Goofy.
Shout out to Goofy.
I mean...
Not like Rocko's Modern Life, though.
If you saw American Idol the other day... Did you see the pants on the ground, dude?
No, I didn't see any of
the I wanted to.
I have a little excerpt of it right here so people can sort of understand if they didn't get it, so they can check it out.
Welcome back. We are wrapping
this
up
is a little bit.
Pants on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
Pants on the ground.
Pants on the ground.
And see this.
Yeah.
People need pulling pants up. All right.
Okay.
So we'll just play this and we get the reaction.
Ready?
Yes.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the gold in your mouth. Hat turned sideways. Pants hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat. Looking like a fool.
I like him.
On the ground, giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool.
Oh, man. I would pay like $25 to see this guy.
I'm yeah, sure roughly. Judge. Ellen DeGeneres is black now?
I mean,
hey, look at her. What she's black.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's Mary J. Blige.
Oh. I really got worried for a second.
I really like him.
He's getting into it.
Larry, what was that song called?
Pants on the ground.
But,
yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that guy's cool. General Larry Platt. He's like a general. He was a general in the army or something, I guess. But he was 62 years old and he was too old to, do that whole shit, but I guess
he did it.
Why'd they let him?
He did it.
Pass through.
He did that shit.
Look,
because he's famous. A cute gimmick.
He's on this show. He's famous. Viral,
don't they check
and he does
that shit?
Stupid fucking rap.
They check. But the band, they just did it so they could make fun of him.
He just did it so they could make fun of him.
And they just let him through for that purpose, also.
Before I forget. I just wanted to remember to tell everybody or anybody who may or may not be listening. Maybe I'm just telling myself. Who knows? But we have a voicemail box, so you can call us and leave a message, and we can play your voicemail on the show, possibly. If it's crazy or if it sucks, we're just not going to play it, but, you know.
Yeah, but
it's the numbers.
Sophisticated now.
The numbers on our the blog, which is thegrindcast.blogspot.com.
Beep.
And thanks to simplevoicebox.com, we have our number, which is 1-614-715-3900. And that's extension 83097, motherfucker. 83097, motherfucker. 83097, motherfucker. 83097, motherfucker. Call that 614-715-3900. Extension 83097, motherfucker.
That was awesome.
So, also, almost I'd like to thank. I just want to thank rmedia.com,
Pee Wee Herman,
and blogger.com, Feedburner, and.
And I hope Perez Hilton hears
iTunes.
This and like starts a feud with us, and we actually get listened to sometimes.
Glenn Beck, that's the guy Glenn I was fucking Beck. Trying to think of. Fucking Glenn
like
Beck, I hate that
ago.
Guy so much.
I don't even know.
Fucking also,
no,
I mean,
really,
yeah, I do
no,
hate that guy.
Really,
as well.
No. Do you know who he is? Because he is an asshole.
Yeah, no, he is an asshole.
He is such a douche.
I don't know who he is.
Well, look him up.
You don't know who Glenn Beck is, dude?
He is an asshole.
You don't know who Glenn
Kevin,
Beck
do you know who Glenn
Beck is? Listen to this. Jessica.
You know who Glenn Beck is?
Jessica's
Kevin's sleeping, I think. Is he sleeping?
He doesn't give a shit about podcasts. He's a Viking. Like, I don't know. He's...
Pretty much.
Once again, he came here on a wooden ship.
He's on a wooden ship. With a beer in his hand.
And he's actually... he only wears armor and, like, tunics.
Yeah, and chain mail.
Yeah. Which is what makes him even more metal than usual.
Yeah.
So, speaking of metal, I just want to play...
Hold on!
Okay.
Jessica Simpson and Billy Corgan have been recording in the studio together. Isn't that weird?
And wait, what?
deserves a response.
Yeah, say that again.
Billy Corgan from...
I don't like it.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
And Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And what are they doing?
Yeah, what are they doing?
Recording together. I don't know if they're making songs together. I don't know if she's going, like, 90s rock. But it's retarded.
I think...
It just makes me depressed.
I think it's about time... I think it's about time that, Billy Corgan called it quits.
Yeah.
Because...
He had that whole chemo thing going for him for a while.
Is that what was the, deal was?
He just shaved his head. I don't know if he had cancer.
He didn't have cancer. True. He just tried to get the look.
Yeah, he was pale.
And shave his eyebrows.
No.
Well, you lose your hair, which is every hair, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's not the chemo look.
Praise Jesus.
He's just, it's the faux chemo look, I guess. Well, I don't know. All I have to say is that's a terrible combination, and I think, once again, like I said last week, it's just another sign of 2012. Mm. Shit like this goes down.
Billy Corgan and Jessica Simpson is another sign of 2012.
Yeah, aren't they going out too?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, they're going out. Oh, how cool is that? They're like,
we're gonna sing together.
Oh, we're gonna record an album.
We're gonna be country / 90s rock.
We're gonna be 90s rock. We're gonna be on CMT next year. We're gonna be on the CMT awards next year. Billy Corgan and fucking Jekka.
Power chords.
I don't know. Do you know anything about Veils?
Veils. I enjoy Veils.
You like Veils?
Yeah. I had one.
Do you like
multicolored Arab?
Yeah, I like toilet paper.
I think Kevin would look good in a Veil.
Toilet paper, before toilet paper was invented,
but he doesn't care.
French royalty wiped their asses Kevin. With a fine linen.
What?
Like Lays.
Like lace?
Sad.
Eek. How could you, wipe your ass with lace, dude?
Dude, they probably just burn that shit.
That's
at the peasants or something.
To
like
me,
that.
As somebody who is so crazy about that type of shit, to me, that is just like a blah, blah, blah. I can't even think about that.
Dry and scratchy little hairs.
I'm sorry to everybody. I just made that peak, but I'm going to try to fix that in the editing. I just get the chills because of that. But
I didn't.
Going back to my veil situation, you also like Ancient Indians, which this is also going back to the 2012 as well.
And fucking Pennsylvania and shit, too.
Right.
Swear I found...
Pennsylvania's lowest point...
I don't even know.
It's lower than Colorado's highest point.
Really?
Yeah. I said that completely backwards.
Okay, I've been trying to introduce this for a while. This is Veil of Maya. We'll be right back. Yeah. So that was Veil of Maya with It's Not Safe to Swim Today.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers, that's also something we were talking about.
Plastic surgery.
Oh my god. Hold on a fucking second.
What? You ever see that woman that looks like a
hold on, shut up.
Okay, what?
On Discovery Health, there's this fucking guy who got so much plastic surgery, I think, like, everything he can fucking do. And I fucking saw him at Home Depot tonight. Yeah.
You remember?
The same guy. And that guy.
That guy. The guy from the Chinese food restaurant. We always see him at the Chinese restaurant.
You see two of them.
I swear to God, I saw him on Discovery Health, and he got...
The same guy?
Yeah.
No, a different guy. This guy got attacked by a mountain lion that Jared's talking about.
No, not a mountain lion.
So what happened?
His wife fucking shot him in the face with a gun. And he lost half of his face. And we see him in Chinese restaurant all the time.
Yeah.
And he's eating Chinese by himself. And he's
got like
same
no face.
Guy. No, half a face.
Half a face.
Yeah.
And he just eats
the
Chinese
same exact guy. I know
he
it
just
is.
Houses that shit, man.
And we sit right across from him and we're like, it's that fucking guy.
It's that guy. Well, I saw that other guy who got like every thing of plastic surgery you can get. Because he, I guess, fucking, I don't know, I've heard he's lived in Homestyle or something.
Yeah.
I think from the show, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, and wasn't I didn't know where exactly this Chinese guy lived. I mean,
he was a Chinese
restaurant guy.
That just reminded me of, didn't you, The Spot, right?
What?
There was like some crazy murder that went down at the old Spot.
Oh, the band house?
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy killed some guy who broke into his house and then killed himself.
And? And?
Like, I guess left the body there
and,
for a few
and
days
then,
and killed himself.
Once those again, were hand
fondling
motions.
Fondling my balls in
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, fondling the balls, yeah.
What?
Cough.
Yeah. Continue.
He shot himself with the gun?
Yeah, he killed a guy and then like a few days later he killed himself.
He just lived in the apartment
in the
for a couple days with a dead body.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty crazy.
And we partied there.
Yeah. We fell asleep on that floor, actually.
Wait, you slept on the floor that the dead body was at?
Yeah.
Not on purpose, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, out
we
of
just
being...
kind of ended up there.
Yeah.
That's kind of gross. Did you wake up and we're like, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Morning. Good
yeah.
morning.
Very
Am I dead?
Yeah.
Scenario.
Big scenario.
Scenario, you're dead.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What are you doing?
I don't have any drink.
I'd just also like to say that...
Star Jones. Where the fuck is Star Jones?
Star Jones is a skinny whore.
I miss her.
She's not... Star Jones is a...
This is now the Mew. The Man View.
The Man View?
Yeah.
The Male Review.
The Mew.
And Kevin's Barbara Walters. Except he's the youngest and he doesn't say anything. Instead of talking
Barbara
like
Walters
this, the guy Barbara Walters.
She asks the tough questions, though. Yeah,
she does.
At the View,
I'm Joy Behar.
Okay. So
you're
who am I then?
Joy.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Then right. Who am I?
All right, I'll be Whoopi. That's cool.
You're that little skinny little.
Yeah, you're
white,
that bitch.
Blonde.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you.
You little clean shaven.
Fuck
little,
you, Whoopi.
Little guy.
Clean shaven little fucking
baby
cunt.
Baby face.
Baby,
fuck
you,
baby
fucking,
oil,
you think
baby
you fucking know everything, but I'm a fucking strong 20...
And fuck you, Barbara.
How old is Whoopi Goldberg? I was going to say
probably
20.
Like 50.
Yeah,
no,
not,
I think
she, not 20.
Maybe 50, even older
well,
than
I
50.
I think like late 50s.
Yeah.
But she's pretty old.
She pulls it off.
Isn't she?
Tap that ass, Ray Marcus.
No.
No? Not like Maya Lee or fucking Oprah?
Just Oprah.
Well, Oprah's understandable. She's an icon.
Yeah. Watch
She's
out,
Oprah.
Stedman. Here I come.
What?
Stedman. This goes out. I just want to make a shout out to Coming At You 3D.
Coming At You.
3D.
The
and what's the Asian one?
Video.
What's
and
the Asian one?
Bangkok
Sucky
Fucky
7. 7.
It's funny.
Not the first. Or third
shout out
or
to
fifth.
UID for that one, I guess.
UID. Don't disrespect it.
Don't disrespect
Canada.
In Canada.
Where are they from? California?
Yeah. LA.
LA. Right.
I just felt like saying
they're from the nice area, dude. Right, like they were talking about the how like sunny states get
Happier people.
Happier people, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking, they're so right about that. Pennsylvania is miserable.
I don't shovel my sun.
Well, dude. I wish I could shovel fucking sun, man. I wish I could just shovel some sun.
Yeah, no copywriting.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to like bite off anybody. Yeah. I'm just saying, like,
are those nuts?
You have an assortment of nuts.
You have an assortment of nuts.
It's like a nut buffet.
You can have some nuts if you want.
What kinds of nuts are in there?
I mean, don't eat them now because, like...
Why? It'd be interesting.
No, people hate that shit.
No, people can compare.
People hate that shit when you hear, like...
The density and the texture of the crunch of each nut.
No, because it's... some people have, like, issues with hearing people chewing, and I happen to be one of those people. Well, not really. I mean...
I hate when people's jaw clicks just when they chew.
You like cheese sandwiches?
That's
cheese sandwiches
with spicy brown mustard.
Just cheese and mustard? No, dude. Yeah. Cheese and turkey.
I like shit.
Oh my god!
I gotta give a shout out to
a really good combination.
Polly's hot dogs. I gotta give a shout out to Polly's
hot dogs. That's true.
Pennsylvania.
Jersey dog. How much does the Jersey dog run up there?
Like $1.75.
$1.75, bro. You fucking get a Jersey dog.
$25.
You're good to go,
dude. Polly's is like my, I don't know.
Polly's is a shit.
Shit.
Wasn't he was caught selling drugs out of there, right?
Yeah.
At one point in his life.
Shout out.
Yo, Polly, you hear this?
Yo, Polly, I'm coming for you, bitch.
Fucking burn your shit up, Polly.
I want my money.
Yeah.
Where's my money?
At least. Okay.
So, what else can I say? But
A few downs.
A few downs, a few ups.
And verbs.
This has been an amazing journey.
Yeah.
And a this few alphabet letters.
This year. I'm waiting for my freaking W-2 so that I can, get my fucking money, hopefully get some money back and not have to pay taxes this year, but
yeah. I got new tires on my car today.
You did?
I got oil changed.
I bought that piece of shit.
Me and Jared are going to Philly to see Niall.
You Sunday. Bastards, when are you going?
Sunday.
Al Roker. Day. Sunday.
Fuck you. How much are the tickets? They're probably sold out already.
I got them for free.
Well, double fuck you then.
As a Christmas present.
From who?
Santa Claus.
Shout out to my sister's fiance, Joe.
And Santa Claus.
He got
Claus.
Me for the Secret Santa at my mom's.
Santa Claus got him.
Shout out to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
The elves.
What can I say? But, you know, like I said, you can check us out. I guess we're going to, like, sort of wrap it up a little bit. You can check us out at
fucking 144.
The grindcast.blogspot.com, or also we're on facebook.com/the grindcast.
Soon to be iTunes podcast.
iTunes, definitely. That's like the prime time situation right there. Podcastalley.com, podfeed.net, podcast directory, whatever, several. Anyway, so I'd just like to end us out with, I guess, like a little bit of a little bit of a I don't know. I just feel like feeling a little gangsta tonight. I'm feeling like Lauren a little bit.
Lauren.
Lord.
Lauren's a good guy.
He's a good guy, but he looked like the Unabomber yesterday.
I just call him Osama. Magnificent insurgent, Mr. Turn your lights on. The nail by the right, a jerk face breaker.
scary movie when you wake up. 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 I'm a zombie without the makeup, trap of expectations. But went from rumor to legend and adulation with my twist on the twist. Rap Roman's greatest irritation, word to me, highly velocity attack, risk free. Alphabet threat, theoretical cadet. Rip the sun to disco ruin, format the mouth, pace viewing. Casual slaughter, invent a plot, my error unwind. But you can try, but I'll spit in your eye. The land is fertile with your tears, with the gold points of this world's spending versus empty. Momentum, a mountain, a torment, terror, frenzy. Be like 100 suns in 1,000 rhymes just before we submit to eternity. Let's treat the prolonged days of bed to breath before I'm bending your knees and your last negotiations with God. Begging for blood to pump to your heart. Cause once you depart, you recycle for spare parts. APCs, 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 from the demise of these male MCs. Where ovaries are reflection, the balance of the line. It's our time, let's get them. Get them, get them, get them.
Everybody, 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 everybody,